May 12th, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. Make a habit of having no habits. For if these things are yours and bound, they make you to be not idle nor unfruitful. 2 Peter 1:8. When we begin to form a habit, we are conscious of it. There are times when we are conscious of becoming virtuous and patient and godly, but it is only a stage. If we stop there, we shall get the strut of a spiritual prig. The right thing to do with habits is to lose them in the life of the Lord, until every habit is so practiced that there is no conscious habit at all. Our spiritual life continually resolves into introspection because there are some qualities we have not added as yet. Ultimately, the relationship is to be a completely simple one. Your God may be your little Christian habit, the habit of prayer at stated times, or the habit of Bible reading. Watch how your Father will upset those times if you begin to worship your habit instead of what the habit symbolizes. I can't do that just now. I am praying. It is my hour with God. No, it is your hour with your habit. There is a quality that is lacking in you. Recognize the defect and then look for the opportunity of exercising yourself along the line of a quality to be added. Love means that there is no habit visible. You have come to the place where the habit is lost, and by practice you do the thing unconsciously. If you are consciously holy, there are certain things you imagine you cannot do, certain relationships in which you are far from simple. That means there is something to be added. The only supernatural life is the life the Lord Jesus lived, and he was at home with God anywhere. Is there anywhere where you are not at home with God? Let God press through in that particular circumstance until you gain him, and life becomes the simple life of a child. May 12th, My Utmost for His Highest. Summary. Interestingly enough, habits are what we do because we are creatures of habit. Also interestingly enough, we form many habits that make no sense. But since they're habitual, we continue to do them. This applies not just to the workplace and the play place, but also to the worship space. Many times, we have developed habits religiously in our religious traditions and forms of worship that make no sense at all and are certainly not relationally wholesome toward God. Jesus was the essence of relationship, the highest form of becoming other-centered, or being other-centered, and loving others without condition. Also, as Oz was saying, many times our habits are Christian habits that we've been taught by someone in our religious circles, or maybe many in the religious circles, things that we have done repeatedly because we have been told that they are wholesome and they will also provide a means by which we may mature in the Lord. However, Jesus did not do anything by habit. He did it by spontaneous affection. Even his journey to the cross, he came and everything he did was out of spontaneous affection. He did have to grit his teeth to bear the atrocities of the final moments of the cross. Yet, in all of that, his incredible, deep, spontaneous, other caring for us that was greater than caring for himself helped him complete that task and provide us with the opportunity to be in relationship with him. When we talk about love, if we look at someone who's madly in love on a honeymoon, habits are not really the issue. There is something in the soul of each of the marital partners that wants to place the other one first and please the other one over and above themselves. There is no consciousness about this other focus and this other centeredness. It is simply done because spontaneously there is a desire so deep you can't help but do them. Relationships, or so-called relationships, which are not simple, which are not spontaneously affectionate, putting the other person ahead of self, are likely not relationships but rather transactional bases between individuals who have agreed to consistently trade favors with each other for each other's benefit. However, with God, he's not interested in transactions or trades, manipulations, or coercion. God loves us spontaneously, deeply, without conditions, and desires that we do the same in return. Just let yourself go and become madly in love with God as you frame Him in your heart as the most perfect relational being in the universe who wants to be in a deeply meaningful relationship with you.